Hi, my name is Dave and I'm from Dublin. You are listening to Melting Pod with Annie from Marseille.
Hi, my name is Aaron from Dublin. You are listening to Melting Pod with Annie from Marseille.
And you can say something in Irish?
Irish? Language like?
Yes.
Conasatatu means how are you?
Diag, which means hello, and Diasmurag, which means hello back. Ismalo me Colin Bonya. Ismaelum Marseille, August Colleen Bonya.
Ismaelum Annie.
I'm Shane O'Connor, related to Sinead O'Connor, you know, the very famous Irish singer, Sinead O'Connor. And I'm listening to Melting Pot from with Annie from Marseille. Melting Pot, Gahinta, Kahanawai, August Ismaelum Melting Pot.
Good morning, guten Tag, bonjour, welcome to Melting Pod, Sound and Colors from the planet Marseille, today October 2nd. We start with X from Australia and their song, I Love Rock and Roll.
I love rock and roll, even if it doesn't show. If you don't like it, you know where you could go.
Continue with a very young band from UK, Three Foot Ninja. I met them on MySpace the first time in 2005. Right now they are around 16 years old and their song is called 16th Legal.
Legal, papara, 16, legal, papara, 16, legal.
idea in that podcast is to play three songs with this one and then to ask their point of view to young Irish, Spanish and Italian people I met during a transnational training session, and then to play two other songs and ask their reaction too. Now a French band, Misericord, and their song called Ode à Sarko.
Je ne veux pas croire que l'humanité souffrira. Je ne veux pas croire qu'il passe au-dessus des lois. Je ne veux pas croire que l'on reste les bras en croix parce que Sarko modifie les lois. Je ne veux pas croire que l'humanité souffrira. Je ne veux pas croire qu'il passe au-dessus des lois. Je ne veux pas croire que l'on reste les bras en croix parce que Sarko modifie les lois. Sarkozy, on t'enterrera au fond qu'on cimetière pour toutes les fois où tu nous as dit qu'on ne méritait pas de rester sur terre, de rester sur terre. Je ne veux pas croire que l'humanité souffrira. Je ne veux pas croire qu'il passe au-dessus des lois. Je ne veux pas croire que l'on reste libre en croix parce que Sarko modifie les lois. Je voudrais vivre libre jusqu'à mes 100 ans. Je voudrais voir enfin grandir mes enfants. Je voudrais simplement vous dire que nous sommes prêts pour le pire. Que nous sommes prêts pour le pire.
As you heard, it's a very rough recording, homemade in a living room with two people, a young singer guitarist around 24 years old, and a girl on the drum a little older. It's a political call against the passivity in France when our current president Sarkozy is modifying a lot of important laws.
Je ne veux pas croire que l'humanité souffrira. Je ne veux pas croire qu'il passe au-dessus des lois. Je ne veux pas croire que l'humanité souffrira. Je ne veux pas croire qu'il passe au-dessus des lois. Je ne veux pas croire que l'on reste les bras en croix parce que Sarko modifie les lois.
Now an American band, Mutant Press, with a song called Blood for Oil. As you can imagine, the lyrics are a manifesto against the war in Iraq.
Bush and company are coming to town. You better lay your weapons down. Through the weapons of mass destruction, we'll have to take over your oil production. Americans, boys and American girls, who just wanted to see the world.
Remember you the first song, 16th Legal, from the UK band Three Foot Ninja, then Oda Sarko from the French band Misericord, and then Blood for Oil from the American band Mutant Press. Today I am in Marseille with three nice young men. You can tell me your name, your age, and where are you coming from?
I'm Gary Whelan. And I'm from Dublin, Ireland, and I'm 18 years of age.
My name is David, I'm from Spain, and I'm 24 years old.
I am Davide, I am 24 years old, I come from Italy.
And we just listened to three songs in my podcast, Melting Pod, and I want to have your point of view about this three songs.
Well, the fourth song really reminded me a bit of the Arctic Monkeys, which is a UK band. And the drum beat was very technical, which Mark, who's in the Arctic Monkeys, is a very technical drummer, sounded a bit the same as him, with a few drum rolls and stuff. And I liked the song, thought it was a very good song. It's a good name for a band as well. And if they're certainly a young age, which is a good thing, so they'll have a good bit of music under their belt in the future. So I really liked that song. The second song, the French song, I didn't really understand the language, but I liked the music. And it's a good name for a song as well, Misery Calls. It's a pretty good name. And the third song, which really reminded me of a mix of Thin Lizzy and a bit of a bit like Thin Lizzy, and I'd say it's a bit kind of techno drum beats. The drum beats are very kind of, you know, a bit basic. Like, that was really good as well. So.
Okay, thank you. And you?
Yeah, It was nice to listen, because I like so much, well, in general, all the groups, I like so much the political lyrics. And first, special, because it's like more punk rock.
Yeah.
I like so much. And.
But about the second?
About the second?
Yes.
The second from French. I can understand the letters, but the music was, yeah, nice.
Especially if they're recording in a living room, which is really hard to do,
and
there's only two of them, which is very good, so fair play. That was fun.
Have fun.
And in Misericord, the drummer is a woman.
Yeah, well, that's pretty cool. Like, there's not many girl drummers out there, especially like good ones. You know, there's a few girls actually start drumming back in Ireland, a few of them, and like, you know, they give it up after the first week or two, and then that's it. Like, you don't see many of them around, which is not good.
And the American band for you?
Yeah, for me, real good, because it's difficult to speak about the war, United States, and yes, I don't know how to explain in English. Sorry. You need to take the power, like Race Against, no? And
have control.
And it's dangerous, no? Because maybe you can't go up with the band because of the lyrics.
Yes.
But, yeah.
Yes, but Blood for Oil against Iraq in the United States. It's very dangerous to make that. Mm-mm. And you? David?
I think they were three typical punk songs, the way to sing, the quality of recording, and I think that the last group sounds like The Damned or Circle Jerks, so I prefer the last song, the American song. The French song was, I think, really, really punk, because it sounds very ugly, maybe, but it was funny. I like the bad record.
Slow-fi.
Yeah. And I like also the first one. As Gary said, they are similar to Arctic Monkeys. The hi-hat, very fast. Yeah.
Now this bass guitar's unique sound from Ian Ryland, who formed X in Australia after he left World Statue in the 80s, and this song called Where Did I Go Wrong?
Well, I saw death walking down the street. I could smell it in the air. A spider clasped around his throat. That was not there. He brushed my shoulder as he passed back. You could never know. It's the pain that keeps me warm at night. Pain that makes me grow. Tell me now.
Steve Lucas, his incredible singers and guitarist, and to Geoff Horn, the other guitarist, who co-wrote that song with Ian and allowed me to play it on Melting Pot, as well as Craig Sauer, their manager, who gave me the agreement in Ian's name. As you know, Ian died in 2006. And thank you to Mick Cox, World Statue guitarist, who brought to me from Sydney to Paris all Ian's album Greg gave him for me.
Where did I go wrong? Where did I go wrong?
and now Ed Cooper live with his song Skinny Jean, written in 2007. This superb song and the whole show are in free downloading on Ed Cooper's label Prince Melon Records MySpace.
In the ladies' lounge at the University Hotel, it's nice and fancy by some whiskey and wine. To his flat, he's flushed his back a little beauty. He's in the morning looking for a good time. Here's a bed, a water flat, light up a smile, take off my hat, and not in a wink in Norman Bob leave the room. He looks me over, he tells me I'm a real good sort, he calls me Skinny Jean, I sit on his knee. The blokes are back in the room, they're ransacked. Him up, we bash and cut the fucker up. He'll tell us where it is, it's got to be here. Knock at the door that we ignore, knows hands around the boss's neck. He's quiet, real quiet, the dead don't talk and go far. We'll be right back.
after this song, we will listen to our very serious listener reaction in live audience. Gary from Ireland, David from Spain, and David from Italy. Now we continue with the Buffalas song I played. Can you give me your opinion? This is Gary from Ireland.
Yeah? Yep. The fourth song we heard there was a basic old school punk, and a sound between like AC/DC, a hint of Axl Rose, and a bit of Arctic Monkeys drumming, and the. It kind of reminded me as well, also a bit like the Gallows, kind of a small bit like, it was a really good song. I like that song actually. I'll have a look at them soon. And that's all I can really say, but they're good bands. And the second song was good as well, because of the fact that I was only using small equipment, and the sound quality was great. It was a bit slow. It's not really my jam. I liked it as well. It was worth listening to. It's real chill out music. That's all I can say. Thanks.
And you?
I'm David from Spain. The first song was really nice for dance. It's like I don't know, like AC/DC, and imagine the guitarist dance and the voice. It was very funny, very fun.
Yeah,
really nice. And the second is not my type, but I like, because it's recording in the concert, no? And they are a good musician. Yeah. Nice. Yeah. The song was very good for playing the concert. Yeah.
And you?
In the first song, I liked the chorus, very easy listening, I think. But I preferred the second song, because it was strange. It seems like a mix between Radiohead and Velvet Underground. Psychedelic, but sad.
Most of the bands, yeah, actually, hearing most of them bands, they sounded a bit underground. Like, they're not overrated or anything like that, they're just... You know, just trying to make it. Average bands just trying to make it, which I really appreciate.
The first band was a band from Australia, which is called X. The slogan was X better than sex. It's a band from the 80s. And the second band is a band from Australia too. It's a very old band from the 70s. I told you, it's the Sense. With the first lineup with Chris Bailey was from Ireland, the singer. Yeah. Now he continues the band with the name The Sense. And the song you heard is from the guitarist, Ed Cooper.
Yeah, Ed Cooper. I heard.
Yes, and the song is from last year, recent song. Yes, but it kept the sound very wide for a band who was a punk band at the beginning.
Yeah, I appreciate the fact that he's from Ireland as well, and Ed Cooper's crazy guitarist. He can rip. And they work really well together. And but the new band, not the new band, but the Saints are a very good band. That's all I can say, really. Not much.
Okay, you want to smoke a cigarette. I see, yes?
Yeah.
sure that my little live audience well understood who were the Saints at the beginning, I chose to play that song, Wide About You, recorded at Ed Cooper's parents' garage in 74, and then Erotic Neurotic in 77, and they were very impressed. But I couldn't imagine at that time I recorded that interview at the beginning of September, that yesterday, October 1st, Ed Cooper gave me very good news for my Australian listener. They are performing the Saints, the original Saints, with Chris Bailey at the vocals, Ed Cooper at the guitar, Ivory on the drums, with a new bass player and new horn section, different than at Big City Festival last year. And they will give three shows during the All Tomorrow's Parties Festival in January 2009 around Sydney. But it's not finished, because in the same festival and for three shows too, Ed Cooper is performing his other band, the Laughing Clowns, with the original members, with Jeffrey Wegener on the drums, Louise Elliott and Leslie Miller. It's really too much luck for the Australian people. It's a little sad for us in Europe, but maybe one day they will accept to play again with and for us. By the way, during the same festival in January, you will find Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. It's okay for you? In the archive, we just heard a very old song from the 70, 74, and 77.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
That was absolutely amazing. It was deadly. It's really rock out music. You can rock out, rock dance, whatever. Like, you know, we enjoyed it. But me and the lads had fun listening to that. And we took a few pictures as well while we were rocking out to it. So it was pretty funny. And I thought, yeah, the drums, guitar off, really, really funky rock. Real, get you going, like real bassy, and you just, you know, you want to move. Yeah, it's really class, it's classy. And I would listen to loads more of their music. I know they're old band, but I'd listen to more. Whatever they have, throw it at me. I will listen to it all. Thank you.
And you?
Really, really great, I think. Really punk rock. It's a very good band. It's very old. Yeah, 74. No? 74. My God. Yeah, but are very good musician.
Rock on.
Yeah, very, very good rockers.
And you?
The Saints rocks. They played punk one year before Ramones, that are the best, maybe. So, great.
But you forget that you are yourself a musician and you are a drummer in a band?
Yeah, I'm playing drums for a metalcore band, which we're called As It Bleeds. And we have 8 of our own songs made so far. And, well, we have a MySpace account, but we don't know how to get our music up just yet. And but it's going great. We're actually making a music video to the base, which is the Civic Centre, and the base are connected to the Ballyfermot Youth Centres. And it's the biggest one in, it's the biggest youth centre in Europe. And I'm on board of directors with the base, so we have a bit of info in the recording studio. And we're going to try to record our songs and put them up on MySpace as well, and hopefully make a few CDs and send them out maybe to other countries to let us get noticed everywhere. So that's what we're hoping for.
But you have a band too, Lofi Garage.
Yeah.
Yes, can you speak a little about that?
Yeah, we are a duo. I play drums and a little toy keyboard, and my friend sings and play guitar. We play from one year only, and we like the rock and roll garage, but the dance too. So we try to put everything we like in this group, in this kind of music. And
the name?
The name is Your Personal Santa Claus. He likes us.
It's nice.
And you have a MySpace.
Yes.
You can give the link.
MySpace, full stop com/ Your Personal Santa Claus.
And you have a band too?
Yeah, I have a band, but now I do EBS in the Italy, and I can play with the others. But we are very young too. It's like 1 year, and I start to learn play bass with other with the bassist of the other group that are more professional. Nothing special. We do new metal.
What is the name?
The name is the traduction. NMC. That is in Spanish. Sistema Nervioso Central. Nervous Central.
To finish, Erotic Neurotic from the original sense. I hope you will enjoy. You can write your comments or find the links to the bands I play in that podcast on Melting Pod, www.meltingpod.com. Bye, tschüss, au revoir, à la prochaine fois, and stay connected with Melting Pod.
Won't you let me be a lover, baby? Come on, get it while you can. Come on!
Gary from Dublin, Ireland, and you're listening to Melting Pod, listening to punk and rock with Annie from Marseille. It was amazing.
Hi, I'm David from Spain. I'm here in Melting Pod with Annie. Enjoy so much with the Irish guy and the Italian guy. Good luck.
I am Davide from Italy, and you're listening to Melting Pod with Annie Marcel. Bye.
Yeah!
Yeah, that was cool.
You can say that in Irish.
Can I say all that in Irish language? Garrett Fuelon. Omwil Calgum Dungadine Letters. Marshe de Holle. Ismatlum Banya. August Ismatlum Cockamillish. August is Smotlum Milchon. Thank you.